The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
Good evening and welcome, everybody, to Bears All Access. Zach Zaidman on assignment, but Jim Miller and Tom Thayer with you for the next 60 minutes as we break down free agency for the Chicago Bears. We'll also take you around the National Football League. Plenty of trades, and pretty much it was a record-breaking year in terms of free agency, much different in years past. Don't know if I can recall a year quite as aggressive as it's been here in the NFL in terms of the offseason. And the Bears, they have already made some big moves, and they are off to a great start and rebuilding their defense with all the defensive makeovers, and also signed a pretty good weapon on the offensive side of the ball. We'll break it all down, plus we'll have a couple of guests as Bears All Access rolls along as the Bears' first signing in free agency, Pernell McPhee, outside linebacker. He's going to join us as the show rolls along with Larry Mayer. He's going to join us about all the moves at the introductory press conference of Pernell McPhee, plus the other signings of the Chicago Bears, as he is the senior writer for ChicagoBears.com. We will do our Ask Tom segment, where you have the opportunity to win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. So who better to break this all down than my partner for the next 60 minutes? Let's welcome in former Bear great and say hello to Tom Thayer. Tom, how are we doing tonight, bud?
Jim, I'm doing great. And I've been waiting to talk to you because I don't think I've ever seen a frenzied free agent period like this. The leaking of information before it ever started, the jockeying for position to try to get in the money spot so you can make a play for certain players, some of the salaries that got handed out there and the way players jumped around teams, and guys that have signed big deals recently have gotten cut. It's just an amazing chain of events throughout this week. In looking at the big picture of the NFL, before we talk specifically about the Bears, but when you do look at the big picture of the NFL, I'm almost more confused at the end of free agency week than I was before it started, when they were only really talking about a couple of players being significant in their move.
Well, we always talk about the big splashes, and we'll take all the Bears fans around the NFC North and what the other teams did in terms of the free agency and players that they've signed. And you're right, Tom. I mean, think of the flurry of activity. I don't remember this many trades in terms of free agency. I think part of it has to do with cap pressure. You see teams like the Rams or the New Orleans Saints, who traded away Jimmy Graham to the Seattle Seahawks. They were up against it in terms of the cap. The Baltimore Ravens, they move on from Haloti Ngata. They were up against it in terms of the salary cap. So maybe that cap pressure is really a part of those major moves that were made in trades. And trades are still coming down. We learned today New Orleans did it again by trading away Ben Grubbs to the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, we'll get into plenty of that as the show rolls along. But the Bears, you know, they signed their first free agent, a young player who they targeted from the Baltimore Ravens. And Pernell McPhee is going to join us in just a few moments here on Bears All Access. But, you know, talk about this player. Not a lot of starts in his career, but he's an ascending player, is how Ryan Pace, Bears general manager, described his play during the introductory press conference. What do you got on Pernell McPhee?
You know, I go back and I look at combine numbers, and I think in the combine it was 6'3", 278. Now he's come in and he's played at a pro at about 260. I like the ability to perform better at a lighter weight and to create more of an advantage. So when you do come out of college, you lose a little bit of weight. You still need to have the confidence that you have the strength and everything to win your battles. And then when you look at the battles that you're up against as an outside linebacker, they're so multidimensional. You cannot just be a one type of pass rusher. You have to have the ability to pass rush against five or six different types of blockers in any one game when you're talking about an outside approach of a linebacker from a 3-4 defense.
Well, and you see the position flexibility that Pernell McPhee brings to the table. Both John Fox, new head coach of the Chicago Bears, and Ryan Pace talked about it in terms of, hey, he's a player that we believe, the Bears believe, can kick down in terms of the pass rush. He lined up all over the place for the Baltimore Ravens. He would line up in the A-gaps as a stand-up linebacker. He'd line up outside. Times he would get his hand down, play defensive tackle, and he believes himself that he can play both a 5 technique in a 3-4 or a stand-up outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. So 26 years old, had 7.5 sacks a year ago with a very talented defense of the Baltimore Ravens. But I think it's just another glimpse into what the Bears have in mind in terms of this defensive makeover in 2015.
And what a team to go to get some talent started. And I look at Pernell, he was saying that he's here to bring the tradition back. You know, really, he's here to start a new tradition, because the Bears fans forever have been accustomed to a 4-3 defense. Now they're going to have a whole different look up front defensively. And it is a tradition of a ferocious style defense for the Chicago Bears, but it is going to be a change up front that I think is going to captivate the audience's attention a lot more, because there's a lot less predictability to it and a lot more of putting people in the right place to take advantage of mismatches.
Well, those weren't the only moves the Bears made in terms of free agency, as Eddie Royal, talented wide receiver, reunites him with John Fox, former head coach of the Denver Broncos, as they were with each other out in Denver. And also the signing of Antrell Roll brings in plenty of stability in terms of the safety position. What do you think about the signing of Antrell Roll? Because people say, hey, he's a 33-year-old safety, but yet this guy, when you look at him, Tom, he comes with the third most consecutive starts at the safety position in the NFL. 80 consecutive starts with plenty of production for the 3-time Pro Bowler.
Jim, it's all about durability. You got to be on the field in order to perform. And you talk about a guy that's always fulfilled his contract obligations by being on the field. And the thing about, I like 26 interceptions. He knows where the ball is going. He knows how to get into position. And when you look at a guy who's 32 years old and playing the NFL, you know, They always says knowledge earned is greater than knowledge learned, and he's earned his spot in the NFL in order to still get evaluated as a top safety in the league. And when you look at the quarterbacks and the receivers within this division, you are going to have to be extremely knowledgeable in order to kind of help adjust that defensive backfield, making sure everybody's in the right position according to your defensive front also.
Well, we've got plenty to get to. We'll break down these moves. Plus, we'll get into Eddie Royal, a talented wide receiver the Bears signed in free agency, on the other side. We're just getting the party started here on Bears All Access. Stick with us. Welcome back to Bears All Access. Zach Zaidman on assignment. Jim Miller and Tom Thayer with you, breaking down the Bears' recent moves in free agency. And right now we are going to go out to the guest line and welcome in the newest Chicago Bear. He's an outside linebacker, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens. Let's welcome in Pernell McPhee to the program. Pernell, you're on with Jim Miller and Tom Thayer, Bears All Access. First off, congratulations on joining the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. It's a blessing.
Well, at your introductory press conference that happened yesterday at Hallis Hall, and you really raved about the coaches. That was one of the big reasons why you signed with the Chicago Bears, the flexibility and versatility that you'll bring the Bears defensively. But you talked about John Fox and the comfortability with the Bears head coach. Maybe just touch on that a little bit, Pernell, before we get into the X's and O's.
Yeah, you know, before I signed, you know, I did my research about Coach Fox, and I called a couple guys, and they said, hey, man, if there's any guy out there that you would want to play for, it was like, yo, Coach Fox is the guy, man. You know, he's a person with a winning attitude. He's a player's coach, and, you know, that's all guys look for when they're going free agency. So that's what I found, and he went to Chicago, and, you know, that was part of my decision making.
You know, Pernell, there's a lot of new tradition going here in Chicago, because you mentioned it in your press conference, bringing back the defensive tradition. But for us as Bears fans, since the Bears began, we're all used to a 4-man defensive front. Is that part of the decision, the newness of the defense here, the coaches that they've been able to bring in defensively other than Coach Fox? and then the opportunity to play in a heavy, heavy, rich tradition of great linebackers like the team you just came from.
Yeah, you know, with Urlacher and Brig, you know, Dick, you know, that was kind of the thing, like, yo, man, it's a great tradition of linebackers in Chicago, and maybe I could come contribute to that and, you know, try to turn the defense around from a year ago. And besides that, it's a new defense with a new organization that always ranked the 4-3, now it's a 3-4. Maybe I could, you know, join the 3-4 and try to make that outside linebacker group look good. And that was my main focus point. And, you know, with the tradition of the Bears defense, you know, hopefully we can get it back. And I'm looking forward to getting it back. And that's my main goal.
Well, Purnell, you come from a great defense in Baltimore. Hello, Dinata, Terrell Suggs, Elvis Dumerville. Your defensive coordinator is outstanding, and Dean Pease. And, you know, what specifically, when you talk about the world championship that you won there in Baltimore, what specifically do you think you can bring the Chicago Bears in terms of that winning attitude, that winning culture that John Fox wants to install for the Chicago Bears?
You know, a very humble guy, I'm healthy now. I'm hungry. I got a chip on my shoulder, and I'm very violent. And, you know, being around guys like Haloti Nada, Elvis Dumerville, and Terrell Suggs, you know, we all dogs. I mean, the only thing I guarantee is that they're going to have a dog on the defense that, you know, we ain't going to take nothing from nobody. And no matter what situation we in, hey, we gonna make the best of it. We're gonna try to come out with the win, and we're not gonna put too much on the offense. We're gonna try to load it all on the defense, and that's the main focus, you know, defense winning championships. And that's the mentality I wanna bring, you know, from Baltimore, because that's what we was built. That's what I was built off, defense winning championships, and that's the mentality I wanna bring.
Purnell, when you talk about rushing from the edge, When you talk about, all right, you're going to face tight ends, H-backs, and running backs, and every one of those are winnable fights for you. Then you talk about tackles and guards, more of a struggle fight with the bigger guys. Have you learned since college that technique is more important than speed itself?
Yes. Technique is the success to the game, the key to the success of the game, especially when you're rushing offensive tackle, offensive guard, because these days, I mean, everybody is big and athletic. So, you know, everybody ain't got the technique down pat. And, you know, that's what my coach, Ted Monachino, preached every day in practice. You know, technique. And that's what we went over every day. And my technique has grown. And I think that's what gave me leverage. I already had that athleticism to, you know, beat slower guys. But with the technique adding to it, you know, it just give my game a little boost.
Well, you mentioned big and athletic, and I know you've studied your Bears history, great linebackers, Dick Butkus, obviously Mike Singletary, Brian Urlacher. You just mentioned Lance Briggs, Otis Wilson you can throw in there, but you may break the mold in Chicago Bears history as the biggest linebacker they've ever had. You played at 285, right, when you lined up for Baltimore? I mean,
yeah,
you may be making your own history as a Bears linebacker.
Yeah, I'm a big boy now. I'm a big boy. That's the fun part about it. I can, you know, with the 3-4, you know, you need big outside linebackers who can be a run stopper, but also can rush the pass. And I think that's a plus to my game. I can stop the run. I can play the run. I can check up offensive linemen on the line of scrimmage, push them in the backfield, and make a tackle for a loss on the run game. And I also can rush the pass. So, you know, being 285, man, it can move how I can move. You know, that also a key to my game.
You know, Purnell, I was looking up the combine numbers and said that you are in the high 270s in the combine. I actually thought you lost a little bit. But when you're rushing from the outside and you talk about techniques, you're a guy that has experience in a three-point stance or rushing high out of a two-point stance. Where do you feel the most confident? And do you feel that you get a quicker leverage out of a three-point stance, or do you have different ways you set up guys out of both?
Yeah, it's like the game of football is like a chess game. You have to set up guys, and sometimes you might be in a 3-point, hit them with a move. You might be on the 2-point, hit them with a move. It's all about the situation of the game and how many times, you know, rush that guy. And, you know, that's what it boils down to. It's just like a chess game. I can do numerous moves out of a 3-point, 2-point. You know, I got different moves out of all of them, and you know that's the key to my game. Just set them up.
Well, it's a great point, Purnell, and you talked about the production and how John Fox wants to utilize you and how the Baltimore Ravens utilized your skills. Would you classify your game as a joker defensively? Because they lined you up everywhere, bro, there in Baltimore. And maybe explain that to the Bears fans, what that joker role is and what you can provide.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a joker role. I would call it a go-getter role, you know, when we need a big play, they send me out there, go get them, feet. And that's the thing. Hey, go get them, feet. We need a play, go get them. And that's what the thing. I mean, even if it was 5 snaps, 6 snaps, better snaps, my main thing was in my mind, don't stop until I get the ball carried on the ground. Even if I didn't, he'll chase the ball 20 yards down the field. That was the main goal.
You know, Purnell, when you come to the Chicago Bears, this is a locker room that really needs some life, inspiration, leadership, and like the violent style you speak about in terms of football, that's exactly what they need. Can you come into a new team, and do you want to feel your way into the locker room, or you want to be a guy that says, all right, hey, I'm here to be a leader, and this locker room is going to be part mine? What approach will you take to that locker room?
I mean, just getting to know the guys and bring energy and excitement and let them know, hey, what happened last year was last year. We can't bring it back. We can't do nothing to get it back. But we're going towards 2015 and years to go. That's our main focus, and that's to bring a championship to Chicago. And that's our main focus, to bring a championship to Chicago and beat anybody who try to get in our way. I mean, I can't say we're going to go 16-0, but, you know, the main thing is to win the division and win the NFC Championship and get into the Super Bowl. And that's my main focus. I mean, I'm a sore loser, and I doubt anybody who I probably talk to wouldn't say that he isn't a sore loser. So, you know, just bring a championship to the club, man, to the organization, because it's a great organization. And with Coach John Fox and Ryan Payton, all three of us, the new guys, and all our focus is the same thing, is getting a championship to Chicago.
Well, Purnell, we're excited to have you. Bears fans are excited to have you. Last question before we let you go. And I've been up to Owings Mills now, where you guys hold that training camp up there in Baltimore. You're kind of tucked away. Baltimore's not a big city like Chicago. You going to be able to handle the big city?
Man, I'm a humble guy, man. God put me in a situation where I got that I'm humble, and I came from Pahokee, a small city, you know. So it's all a mindset thing. I'm gonna be out there by the facility. I'm not really into the city, you know. I would love to hang out in the city, but I'm not into the city thing, you know. My main focus is, you know, football and staying humble and, you know, making plays.
Well, good, because we're looking forward to that go-get-em roll, brother. Thanks for joining us on Bears All Access, and good luck to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man.
Bears' newest acquisition, outside linebacker Purnell McPhee, formerly a Baltimore Raven, now a Chicago Bear. We've got plenty to get to on the other side. We should be joined by Larry Mayer, senior writer for Bears.com. Stick with us on Bears All Access. So happy you can join us on Bears All Access, as we just talked to Purnell McPhee, newest signing of the Chicago Bears in free agency. And who better to break it all down? If you just go to Bears.com, you can get all the breakdowns on Eddie Royal, wide receiver, formerly the San Diego Chargers, and also Antrell Roll, a talented safety added from the Bears from the New York Giants. If you just go to Bears.com, the senior writer, Larry Mayer, breaks it all down, and he'll take us inside the introductory press conference of Purnell McPhee. So let's go out to the guest line and welcome Larry to the program. Larry, Jim, and Tom, good to talk to you, my friend. Been a busy week for Chicago Bears in free agency.
It absolutely has, guys. Good to talk to you guys as well. Tom, I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too, Larry.
No, like you said, the Bears targeted outside linebacker Purnell McPhee from the outset of free agency, guys. I think they really looked at him as a perfect fit for a number of reasons. He's been productive, disruptive, and versatile. Guy lines up all over the defense for the Ravens. He's been productive. He only played about half the snaps last year, because he was playing behind guys like Elvis Dumervil and Terrell Suggs. But the thing that impresses me most is his basically, he described it as a violent demeanor on the field. He plays with a mean streak, and it sure is going to be fun to watch him play in the Bears defense because he's going to be lining up all over the place. They said he's going to start at outside linebacker and then maybe even move inside in passing situations.
Well, let me start with there, Larry, because of the contract and the numbers, obviously the $16 million guaranteed for Pernell McPhee. And as you mentioned, he was kind of a role player there in Baltimore. Does that really suggest that the Bears, they consider him an every-down player and those snaps should increase significantly?
Yeah, I agree with that, Jim. We'll have to wait and see, obviously, what happens. But I do expect him to play more than 49% of the snaps like he did last year. And I think one of the things that Bear fans should be most excited about is, as you mentioned early in the show, he is an ascending player. He's not a player in his mid-30s that's had his better days behind him. He's a 26-year-old guy that's hungry to come in here and prove himself and show that he's not just a guy that's going to be a backup behind two excellent pass rushers like he was in Baltimore, but he wants to come in here and make plays, and I think he has the talent and the ability to do that.
Hey, Larry, are you learning enough about Ryan Pace where you can, and the Ryan Pace-John Fox combo, where you can develop a radar, where you can see guys who they're tracking, who they're looking at? Did you know that there was this much interest in Pernell and the other signees? But are we, the fans, getting to know the coach-GM combo any better?
I don't really think so. I mean, it's difficult to say because this is only the outset of free agency. It seems like it's been a long time because of all the moves. But really, we're only talking about 3 days here as far as what's been going on in the NFL. So it's difficult to draw any conclusions about any trends or anything like that. But it does certainly seem like what they said at their introductory press conferences and also at the combine, that they want to run the ball and they want to get the Bears back to playing tough, aggressive defense like the team has been known for. It hasn't really done the last few years. So I think Pernell McPhee fits perfectly into that. If you look at some of the other acquisitions too, Antrell Rowe, what's not to like about that guy? A 3-time Pro Bowler, a 2-time team captain who's won a Super Bowl as well.
Yeah, he reeks of accountability when you look at Antrell Rowe. And, you know, some Bears fans will say, well, hey, here you're signing a guy in his 30s. You know, is that going to upgrade the position? And I think realistically you can say it does because Antrell Rowe is backed it up in terms of his NFL career. Great write-up on Antrell at Bears.com. Put out his numbers, Larry, and what Antrell Rowe has done.
Well, you know what? You're right. I mean, there's no question he's an upgrade as a position. And we don't really know yet what his role is going to be. We don't know if he's going to compete for a job with Ryan Monday, who incidentally they were teammates with the New York Giants, incidentally. The thing that I find the most intriguing about Antrell Rowe is his durability. I know you guys touched on it. He had a knee injury as a rookie, but ever since then, the last 9 years, he's missed one game. Think about that at safety and what's required of you at that position. He played cornerback his first couple years in the league, but he moved to safety in 2008. And this is a guy that's been durable and a playmaker. He's got, I believe, 26 career interceptions, which would put him pretty high on the Bears' all-time list. And he's also a guy that's forced 8 fumbles, 6 fumble recoveries, 70 pass breakups, and he's a physical, physical tackler. He's got 788 tackles in his career.
You know, I like that. I like experience at any position, especially when you can get the message across to the cornerbacks, the nickelback, and everybody that's involved in there quickly because of experience. You know what? Just one more thing about Pernell is, Jim, it interests me because when you brought up his weight, he said he played as much as 280, 285. And if you think if he came in here at 65, he'd be the heaviest Bears linebacker by quite a bit. So it's going to be interesting to see, is he the trendsetter where the linebackers are going to upgrade their size and strength for the position, or is he just a big physical style athlete that can get out of his size?
I think he'll start out as a strong side outside linebacker because he can hold up against the run, and I think they'll figure out whether it's standing up when you look at the other guys that are kind of tweeners, so to speak, what they're going to do with Christian Jones, what they're going to do with Shea McClellan. We already know what the weak side outside backer can do, and that's going to be Jared Allen, to me, standing up, rushing the passer from the weak side. But I think Pernell is strong and can hold up his length, lockout against the run, and I think why John Fox compared him to Michael Strahan, who was always a strong side defensive end. So, Larry, last signing we want to get to is talk about Eddie Royal. He not only has familiarity with John Fox for their days in Denver, but Jay Cutler as well. Granted, the last couple years he's played for the San Diego Chargers, but every year his numbers improved with Phillip Rivers as well. Talk about the wide receiver the Bears landed.
You know, that's a good point, Jim, because you're right. The last 4 years, his catches and yards have gone up. And when you look back at his rookie year, that still remains his number one season in the NFL. He had 90 receptions, and that's when he was 91 receptions for 980 yards. And you're right, that's when he was playing with Jay Cutler. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when they reunite here in Chicago. And I think the thing that not a lot of people talk about with Eddie Royal is that he's got some really good return abilities. We know how the Bears struggled in that aspect last year, at least until Mark Mariani came in late in the season. But hopefully Eddie Royal can contribute on offense and special teams. He's an excellent slot receiver and return specialist.
You know, that's my question is he exclusively, specifically, and only a slot receiver? Because at 5'10", 185, is he going to maneuver around within this offense? And, you know, do you gain consistency with a receiver by having him in one spot more often? And, Jim, that's my question to you. How do you gain the quickest relationship between Cutler and Royal, and how do you want to develop this, out of one position or multiple?
I think for Royal is strictly a slot. I think that's where he excels in the National Football League, and I think that's the Bears' plan for him. But probably now it leads me to believe, what do you do with Jeffrey? Does he now flip over to the X? Or do you believe that Marquise Wilson can play that role? Because Jeffrey historically has played the Z position. So it's something the Bears will probably play around with. But I think that's Eddie Royal's niche. He is a quick twitch, one of those guys who can move the chains, so to speak, as a slot receiver. And Larry, before we let you go here, know that the Bears have had some other visits. Supposedly Ron Parker, another safety from the Kansas City Chiefs, has visited the Chicago Bears. Anything else you can let the Bears fans know about?
Not at this point, Jim, but it's obviously ongoing. This is a 24/7 time of year. I think it's really exciting. The last couple of days have been more exciting than really anything that I've experienced in terms of all the moves. So we know that they're still concerned about upgrading the team, and they're bringing people in, and they're talking to people, and sure, we'll have some more signings here not too long.
Anything else you gleaned from the introductory press conference with Pernell McPhee when Ryan Pace and both John Fox addressed the media as well about other areas of the team? And Jay Cutler, he's the starter for the Chicago Bears. And John Fox reiterated, hey, we're just hitting the grass, but the depth chart has to start somewhere in terms of the position.
Right. And, you know, he said that about a lot of different positions. And one thing I took out of it was they were talking a little bit about Houston and in terms of what his injury is, him coming back and where he fits in. I know a lot of people, when he brought him in last year, kind of looked at him as a 3-4 defender. And it's going to be interesting to me to watch how he fits into this new defense. They're going to start Lamar Houston at outside linebacker, and hopefully that he comes back from the ACL, obviously. But I think he's going to be a guy that turns into a playmaker in this system. I think he has the ability and the size to do that.
Well, Larry, keep up the good work. We'll check out all the reports at Bears.com, at ChicagoBears.com, excuse me. But thanks for your time, most importantly.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot.
Larry Mayer, everybody, senior writer for the Chicago Bears. And we've got plenty more to get to on the other side. How about our Ask Tom segment? You've got the opportunity to win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. All you got to do is call up and ask Tom. 312-644-6767 is the number. Stick with us right here on Bears All Access. Welcome back to Bears All Access. And before we get to our Ask Tom segment at 312-644-6767, you got to check out Inside the Bears. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears. It's a unique TV show hosted by Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petruni and brought to you by Jimmy Johns. Inside the Bears airs every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago, or visit chicagobears.com/insidethebears to check out show segments anytime. This week should be a great show. Kyle Long visits with Jeff Joniak and discusses the unconventional road to the NFL. And then how about former Bears Patrick Manley? He takes a seat on Spice Adams' talk show, Between Two Helmets. It's going to be a blast. Make sure you check it out Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on Fox 32 Chicago. And with that all said, Tom, you ready, my friend, for Ask Tom? You got grilled last week with a lot of hard questions, so we'll see what they have this week. So let's go out to the phones at 312-644-6767. John from Schaumburg is joining us on the program. What's up, John?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. With Cutler being named the starting quarterback and so many holes to be filled in the draft, do you guys see the Chicago Bears drafting a quarterback in this year's draft?
Oh, to me, I think if the guy is in the right round at the right range, I don't think that they would pass up the guy if they really had a belief that they could develop him in the future. And again, Jay being mentioned as the starter, I think it's just the number one guy in the depth chart at the beginning of OTAs to make sure when they break the huddle, somebody's calling the play and they're going to the line of scrimmage. There's no guarantee that goes along with that headline that's been, you know, brought about upon this week. So it still is about performance, but again, there's always a depth chart that gets the season started from the very first day you go to an OTA meeting.
Your opportunity to win a gift certificate to the Sports Authority. Let's check in with Drew from Villa Park. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Great
Hi, Drew.
Show, guys. Yesterday, GM Ryan Pace touched on how a 3-4 nose tackle in this system is only going to be pretty much a two-down player because of the fact that defenses will be in sub-packages 50 to 55% of the time due to NFL offenses today. Do you think with the Bears' number 7 pick in the draft that they will use it on a possible defensive tackle or nose tackle, even though he's only going to be a two-down player?
I hope they do, because if he's an effective two-down player, that means they're in an advantage on the third down. And that's the key element here. If you have a big bruiser that takes up the occupation, he has to occupy the mind of 3 or 4 different players, both guards, the center, the quarterback, and whatever running back, H-back is helping on the inside. So to me, if you get a guy and you consider him effective on first and second down, third down is going to be the down that you're going to take advantage of his first and second down effectiveness.
Well, great point, Tom, because in order to get to the money down, you better be effective on first and second down to create those third and longs. Let's go out to David, who's joining us from Glenview. David,
how
you're
long?
On Bears All Access.
Okay, I'll come back.
Hey, David.
Hi, guys, Jim and Tom. I wanted to ask how you foresee the offense evolving with Cutler, when it sounds like they're pushing more towards the running offense. So you think that he's going to be able to adapt to that with the way that he's played the game thus far?
You know, David, I think Jay should come into the season relieved a little bit, because when you come into a system that's so high profile of quarterback success and Mark Trestman, which I'm nothing against Mark, but now I think this is a system where the offensive line running game is going to be one of the most important factors of it, and then the quarterback is going to have to complement every other facet. And then if you allow Jay to be what everybody talked about him in his younger days, when he was using his feet to identify receiver routes and open areas, maybe that's what we need to see back out of Jay Cutler to, you know, get him back into the Pro Bowl running like people were talking about early in his career.
And John Fox talked about the position specifically at the press conference. It's just saying, hey, Jay Cutler's an extremely smart guy and has to be willing to work. And even for a player where he's at in career, you can always get better. Either you're getting better or getting worse. And it's not just the quarterback. It's every position for the Chicago Bears. Let's go out to Charlie, who's joining us in Long Grove. Charlie, what's up? You're on Bears All Access.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Charlie.
I have a question about that sort of mentality you think of the organization. I mean, look, I feel like next year everyone kind of tacitly understands it's going to be a rebuilding year. Do you think, though, and I know Bears haven't admitted, do you think there's an ideal amount of wins they'd like to have? Because let's be honest, they have a pass next year to go 4-12. Is that something you think they'd really secretly kind of like to do because they're going to have a pass to do it? Or do you
no,
think they're really committed to winning?
There's no way John Fox would be willing to go 4-12 either whatever's going to happen in the future. I think he's the type of guy that believes in himself so much in the way he can rally the troops defensively, and then he can put the right offense out there and put the special teams in there to be included. I think he's the type of guy that wants to go and compete for the division immediately. You know that Aaron Rodgers is still here. You know that Detroit took a step forward last year, but with Ndamukong Suh gone now and Haloti Ngata in there, you never know how that's going to transpire. So I think it's Ryan Pace as a general manager, John Fox as a head coach, and every one of these assistants that – they're here to win now. You know, I don't think you have the luxury anymore in the NFL to say, okay, we can have a 4-12 year and everybody will be okay. No, no way. Not anymore.
Thanks for the phone call, Charlie. And we will in the next segment, Tom. We'll go around the NFC North. Want you to comment on some of the moves that are made. That Sue is gone and Haloti not another big monster brought in up there in Detroit. But right now, let's stick with Kinga, who's joining us on the North side. What's up, Kinga?
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. So I know that everyone's been on Jay Cutler, and honestly, the Bears have never been a huge offensive powerhouse. My disappointment has been more with the defense. We've always been known as a smash-mouth defense, and the last 2 years has just been a debacle. I'm wondering if you think that we can shore up the defense enough with the draft and free agency to even be somewhere in the middle of the pack this coming up season.
I do. That's a great question, too. And I do believe they can because, you know, that you upgrade the talent, but you need the assistance of your offense. In 2 years ago, when the Bears were scoring the 28 points a game, they kind of formulated a defensive plan that would take advantage of an offense that would hopefully score 32 points or more. And that never came up, and then the defense got exposed because they couldn't stop the run and, you know, more of a pass-rushing type scheme. But I think the greatest assistance to make the defense turn around the fastest is having an offense that performs at a time-consuming less level that has points attached to it. There is no one phase that's going to make everything, you know, Super Bowl quality. It's going to take all three phases complementing each other, each player, and in this change of systems to make it a great team. And but I do think it can be done. If the offense is better, it's going to ultimately help the defense.
Well, Tom, let me expand on that. It's not like the cupboard is bare for John Fox and all of his coaching staff that he brought in here. Do you agree that we've talked about the offensive line? You've talked about it. You look at the receivers that are there, talented tight end position. We know Jay Cutler has played some fantastic football for the Bears. Matt Forte's in the backfield. And, you know, and look at all that talent on defense, a couple of players that have been acquired here in free agency that brings talent to the Bears.
You know, one thing about the Bears this year, as much as you want to see a philosophical change defensively, and it is going to be, and that it's going to be a really attack attachment to the style of defense, you need a change of philosophy by the offensive line. I do think they got away from being the aggressors, the controlling offensive line that did it through their feet as much as they did anything else. But then when they got away from it and it was an audible type system at the line of scrimmage, I think you took a little bit of the strength away from the offensive line rather than have their strength contribute to their abilities.
Well, let's finish up out in Orland Park for the last question in our Ask Tom segment. Let's go to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
I was just wondering, what are the unique problems that a 3-4 creates for offensive linemen as opposed to a 4-3? Is it much more difficult to prepare for?
Not necessarily in the preparation, but they can put people in advantage scenarios defensively if they're going to rush against an H-back, rush against a running back, get an offensive guard out of position in space and try to use a more of an athletic guy coming at him rather than an offensive lineman trying to retain his balance and his strength. All those types of things where you can move guys to outnumber a side with your ability to protect the quarterback, and the quarterback knows that he has to get rid of the ball quicker. There's a constant way of thinking because the linebackers can shift and move around so much. And then their depth. If they're close to the line of scrimmage, their responsibility of the offensive line. If they're off the line of scrimmage, their responsibility of a running back or a tight end. So there is a lot of like minor head games they can play within a 5 seconds before an offense snaps the ball.
Well, great callers tonight, no doubt about it, Tom. And let me just follow up on that last question. And you think of the evolution of the league. We talk about how things go in cycles. Plenty of defenses used to run the 4-3. There still are successful 4-3s in the NFL, but you've seen the emergence of the 3-4 in the hybrid defenses. For offensive line, some have 3-4 rules, 4-3 rules. Can you touch on that quickly for the listeners out there, for the offensive linemen?
Well, you know, the offensive line, they're going to have similar rules because you can take a 34 defense and have the personnel shift right before the snap of the ball, and it'll look like a standard four-man defense. So you do have to keep those rules in the back of your head because at the last second, when these 3-4 guys shift and you don't have a chance to communicate, you always have to rely on your instincts and rules in order to get it blocked correctly.
Well, we'll announce the winner on the other side of our Ask Tom segment. You will win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Also, Tom Thayer and I will take you around the NFC North and what the other teams are doing. So stick with us right here. One last segment on Bears All Access. We close up shop here on Bears All Access. Great callers once again on our Ask Tom segment. The winner of a gift certificate to Sports Authority, and I got to give the credit to Tom. He is a gentleman. Sorry to all the fellas out there. Kinga on the north side. Ladies first. She gets the gift certificate to Sports Authority. Great questions again, and we appreciate all the calls. And Tom wanted to take a run around the NFC North, and really the big move was by the Detroit Lions that we've alluded to most of the program. The Lions, they get in a trade with Baltimore. The Lions get Haloti Ngata and a 7th-round draft pick. Baltimore gets a 4th and a 5th rounder for the services of Haloti Ngata. But pretty much after that, the Lions have been quiet as they were up against it in terms of the cap. They really haven't dived into free agency, but they get rid of one big monster who goes down to the Miami Dolphins in Sue. But Haloti Ngata, he's no slouch for the Detroit Lions, who were a playoff team a year ago.
I agree with you, Jim, but I have to see what Haloti Ngata is going to show up. Is he going to be a guy that's going to be an asset to a couple other immature defensive linemen there and make this team better? Is he going to go in there and, you know, could you get dinged up on that surface and stuff and then, you know, have a tough – you know, time assisting that defense and what they're expecting out of him. I'm kind of a wait and see because I know where Adama Sue was in his career, in his greatness, his athleticism, in the way that he made everybody better. I just don't know if Haloti Ngata still has that in him. And I'm not sure of what the number is he's counting against a salary cap. And I think it's pretty significant if you don't have, you know, the production out of that position that you have for that defense to be great.
Yeah, we'll see if a new contract comes with Haloti Ngata to spread out that money he's going to be making over a couple of seasons for the Detroit Lions. Minnesota, they trade away Matt Cassel to the Buffalo Bills. Thus, they sign Sean Hill, veteran quarterback from the St. Louis Rams. Other than that, the Minnesota Vikings haven't been active. They're visiting with Michael Johnson, who played for Mike Zimmer, the head coach of Minnesota, for the Cincinnati Bengals. But overall, Minnesota's been pretty quiet.
Well, you know, to me it just shows that they have a lot of confidence in the quarterback position. It seems like you don't need the security blanket of Matt Cassel just lingering in the background in case the worst thing happens. So to me it kind of gives a boast of confidence to Minnesota going, okay, we have Sean Hill, we know what his reliability factor is, but really our offense moving forward is with the young quarterback, and that's how we see it. So to me it's, I think Mike Zimmer is proud of the position they're in quarterback wise for the future, and you know he's a defensive guy, so I think that spells well for Minnesota.
Lastly, Bears fans, keep your eye on the prize, the Green Bay Packers. Hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's what Ted Thompson, the GM, has said. They haven't brought anybody in, typical to form when you look at Ted Thompson, but they re-signed a couple of their own. Who took less money to stay in Green Bay? Randall Cobb offered more money on the open market. He comes back, signs basically a $10 million deal at the wide receiver position, and they lock up their tackle, Brian Bulaga. So it looks like the Packers are staying status quo as well, Tom.
Well, they're a big move. Do you consider A.J. Hawk a big move? It's happened a couple of weeks ago. I think he went on to sign with Cincinnati, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And where are they at in the linebacker position here? And so is Clay Matthews Jr. going to back off the line and go to the, you know, a backup linebacker position off the line of scrimmage on first, second down more often? And You know, so I think there is a void they need to fill and some questions that they have to answer defensively.
All good points, Tom. Will Clay Matthews stay inside? Could Green Bay be drafting another pass rusher? We'll keep an eye on all of it as the offseason continues. Thanks to all the callers out there and everybody for joining us here on Bears All Access. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jim Miller. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows or download the podcast online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Subway, United, Verizon, and Xfinity.